welcome to the Revenue Hub podcast. I'm Trevor Grant. Through these podcasts, we aim to discuss topics relevant to professionals within the hotel, travel and leisure sectors, whether you're in a revenue management function, reservations, front office operations, digital marketing or sales. We hope the topics discussed will be of interest and either answer some questions or maybe prompt some more. Welcome to another Revenue Hub podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be exploring MICE revenue management. To help us in this discussion, we have three guests joining us today. We have Pontus Berner from Berner & Becker. Welcome, Pontus.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Good to have you. Nikki van der Broek, I've probably said that wrong, I apologize, from Get Into More. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Trevor. Very wrong. happy to be here.
how do you say it properly? Go on.
Van den Broek.
Van den Broek. There we go. I'll try a bit better.
Much better. Much you. Better.
And Henrik Carlson from Benchmarking Alliance. Hi, Henrik.
Hi, Trevor. Nice to be here.
Good to have you three with us. So just maybe to sort of kick this off, if you guys could just give us a bit of a brief intro, who you are, what your company does. I mean, Pontus, you've joined us a few on these podcasts before. So let's kind of kick off with you and just remind everybody who and what you are.
Yeah. But good to be back. So Pontus from Berner & Becker Revenue Management. For the ones who listened in before, they know that we do revenue management for hotels, focus on an outsourcing solution for hoteliers to do that in a professional way.
Excellent. Thanks, Pontus. And Nikki?
Well, so I'm Nikki, responsible for the commercial side of Get Into More. At Get Into More, we are a business intelligence tool that focuses specifically on meetings and events and group business and optimizing that. And we are also one of the expert partners of Revenue Hub.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us, Nikki. And Henrik, over to you.
Yes, my name is Henrik. I work for Benchmarking Alliance, and we are more or less the benchmarking provider in the Nordic countries. Not only for hotels, we also offer benchmarking for conference, food and beverage, spa, etc.
Excellent. Brilliant. Well, thanks guys for the intros. Thanks again for joining us, and let's get this kicked off. So for the purpose of clarification and getting us started with a nice, easy question, what is MICE revenue management? Okay, Pontus, as you've been on these before, I'm going to give you the privilege of kicking us off to starting it. and then we'll kind of work our way around. And Nikki, you can add in, and then Henrik as well.
I definitely need help on this one from the experts.
you do this, Pontus. You rely on me.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I mean, I guess the first thing to mention is that it's a very difficult thing if you want to sort of say a standardized definition in the industry what it is. But in essence, why we have this discussion today as well, is that we want to try to optimize revenue streams from MICE revenue in a much more strategical and sophisticated and data-driven way than what is done in the industry today. So in that sense, optimized revenue from this stream is what it's really about. And that is, I guess Henrik and Nikki agree with me on that, not done in a very good way at the moment, and we want to discuss today how that can be better and what challenges are there and what needs to happen for this to be enabled.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Pontus. Nikki.
So here's how I see it. Like in classical rooms revenue management, it's about selling a perishable inventory to the right customer at the right time to boost revenue growth. We've known that definition, right? Mm-hmm. But it doesn't stop there. In rooms, simply put, we ask ourselves the question, do we take the business and at which price? With meetings and events revenue management, it's so much more complex because you have to take into account your group size and you need to worry about the fit to the function space. You want to look at your meeting room occupancy versus your hotel room occupancy. So it's more complex, but also more rewarding because as you're working with larger revenue streams, the impact of one strategic decision could easily make your month. So that's the good news right there.
Okay.
True that.
And Henrik, anything else to add into that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree, of course. And as you said, Nikki, it is quite complex. And I, in general, I like making things, not see them as so complicated. And, you know, the simple thing here is that we need to ask ourselves, why didn't we sell the space? Just the same way as we do in rooms revenue management. Why didn't we sell the unsold rooms? And it's the same thing here. And of course, we need to start being more professional about this calculate our KPIs in a better way, and in general, measuring in a much better way.
Aren't you getting a view from all three of you? We'll touch on all the points we want to cover today. It's as if this was prepared, isn't it? Okay, from my point of view, from not being an expert and looking at the industry from the outside, you hear people, we talk all the time about rooms revenue management, but meetings and events revenue management has been spoken about for a number of years now, but never really seemed to be grasped and grappled with. So there are obviously inherent challenges, barriers in making this happen. So maybe we could just explore that for a little bit and try and understand what are some of the complexities that maybe are found within this. Who wants to take this one on? Nikki, yeah, do you want to fire off with that?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's always about people, isn't it? In rooms optimization, there is one person or system maybe responsible for doing this. With meetings and events, there's so many more people around the table. Of course, the revenue manager plays a key role, but so does the meetings and events sales team. And even operations, as for meetings and events, costs is an even more important factor to take into account. So the real challenge is, how do we build a framework that enables everyone to elaborate? And I think that maybe this is where technology comes in. Being a catalyst in enabling a systematic approach into the meetings and events revenue management.
Yeah, and as you said, it's about people and it's also about the management. I mean, what do the management require? Are the management only talking about rooms revenue and then see meeting and events revenue as some extra ancillary revenue that you get on the side? Or do they actually focus on it? My experience is that in general, the management, the general manager and the owners of the hotels, they don't see meeting and events revenue as one of the main revenue streams.
I think for big MICE hotels, what our experience is that there is a focus on it. If it's a big revenue stream, but still the rooms has maybe even a larger focus, like Hendrik says. And I think it's a lot about, it's not so easy to track and it's not so easy to follow. And I think what we discussed a little bit before together, there's this missing, first of all, of measurable KPIs and actually data that makes any sense to look at. And then also an IT framework for how to look at this. So KPIs in terms of rooms revenue management is very clear, very straightforward, occupancy, ADR, RevPAR. If we look at MICE KPIs, people will come up with all kind of different answers to what's necessary to look at. But revenue
Let's
per...
Let's decide here today on the most important KPIs.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we go for that.
We're going to come on to that exactly. So the benchmarking piece is a critical component part. When we were talking about this bit before, I mean, one of the things that came up was, and I think you've touched on it a bit there about Henrik, about where the focus is. And sometimes we go for what is easy. You know, we've got the systems, we've got the KPIs, we know the rooms, everyone's been talking about room revenue management. I mean, one of the things that was touched on was around it being, and I think you mentioned it, Nikki, it's more complicated, there are operational difficulties. What are some of the areas in there? You know, if we put aside the technology and the metrics for a moment, because they are critical and we'll come on to that. But just generally, if you walk into a hotel, where is there the resistance or where are the challenges in the actual operation that stops us moving along? Because we're all busy, we're like water, we'll flow to what is the easiest route. And sometimes this can be quite challenging. Where are those challenges? Who wants to take that on?
Nikki?
Yeah, well, so... In my opinion, or what I see in hotels, that it's a bit of a walk, run, fly situation. So I'm a big fan of Planet Earth on BBC. And well, there's this episode where you see a bunch of birds and they are ready to take their first flight. So let's see this as an analogy for meetings and events revenue optimization. So we're all birds waiting in a nest, taking that first flight, but we're not going to attempt it if we are not nourished, if we didn't shed that weird fur for feathers, and if our wings aren't strong enough to catch our wave. Now, if these three components are done, then we can take that flight. It's the same in hotels with optimization. You can't optimize unless your basics are there, and your basics being, again, from my point, good data, structured data, a valid PMS system, Once you have that in place, you can think about meetings and events revenue optimization and a team that's ready. This needs to be a team effort.
Yeah, makes sense. Anyone else got anything to add into that?
I think that sounds very true.
So in terms of what are we actually, when we're talking about optimizing revenue, what are we measuring? If hotels were to look at, okay, this is my revenue for meetings and events, would one hotel be measuring exactly the same thing as another hotel? I mean, I know that comes back to the standardization, so I guess by inference, the answer is no. But what do hotels measure and what don't they measure that maybe they should be considering? Can anyone jump in on that?
I could elaborate a bit, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, at the end of the day, it's the revenue spend from a group that's in the hotel. But some hotels would, for example, measure the revenue stream coming from the event room itself and maybe the, let's say, the coffee, lunch, coffee package to the MICE revenue part. And then if the group has an evening dinner in the restaurant, that would go as to restaurant revenue. And some other hotels would put also the restaurant revenue into MICE revenue or revenue for this group.
Okay.
And that is a little bit then when you talk about revenue spent per delegate per day or revenue just spent from this group in general, becomes a tricky thing because the industry or the hotels are tracking that a bit different. But at the end of the day, like a classical challenge, I guess, for a hotel, if you have an event space of, let's say, 100 square meters, you can fit maybe 80 people in a theater style seating, and you can maybe fit 30 people in a U-shape style seating. That is a huge difference for, let's say, the F&B revenue on the side. If the hotel sells what's so-called a DDR package or daily delegate rates, that's a per-person price. So if you have that for 30 people or for 80 people, it's obviously going to be a huge difference to your revenue stream. So it's about choosing these groups in a good way for the hotels to be able to know their demand in the way, to read the demand to see, okay, what calculated decision can I take now when it comes to accepting this group or not? Should I wait for a better one or not? So these are all challenges that the hotels are facing with so a bit, yeah, to watch out and how to actually measure it is a bit different.
Yeah, in the end of the day, I you know, it's about the total revenue of the hotel. I mean, in the end of the day, that's what you get, and that is what you can go to the bank with. but then of course this is about when you look at your meeting and event space separately. And when you want to optimize that part, and just to mention it briefly, what Pontus just talked about when it comes to dinners and so on, we see all the revenue that comes from this group. We see that as meeting and events revenue, even if they eat in the restaurant, because it's generated by a meeting and events group. So we see that as meeting and events revenue.
But do you have challenges, Henrik, like getting clients to report it in that way, or do you say like this is? If you want to report the total revenue to us, this is our definition, and that's what you have to do. Is that easily accepted from them, or do you see challenges, let's say, in the acceptance or the internal, let's say, accounting systems of the hotels, how they're set up and their possibility to do that?
Of course, the accounts are not set up in the correct way in the hotels, and some hotels have difficulties, adjusting to our guidelines. But in the end of the day, they have to, because everybody have to do the same way if we are going to benchmark.
But I think that's the right way forward. Like you as a benchmarking company and Uniki as a also technology company, like the standards needs to come from you guys. Because you can never put that at the hotels, because they would obviously do everything different. So if the standards come from you, then I think that's the right way to start to push it into the industry, so to say.
Nikki, you were going to add something into this as well.
Yeah, well, Pontus, actually touched a point that I think is very important looking at meetings and events revenue optimization. One of the most impactful things you can do is indeed deciding if you're going to take a group or if you're not going to take a group. For many hotels, it's still a first come, first serve sort of process. Yeah. First one that makes the inquiry is the one that gets in. But really being strategic about this, using your lead time, looking at your revenue streams and your demand pace, will make a great impact.
And before we get on to specific revenue optimization technology, which we'll obviously talk about, and you have a kind of a vested interest in that, Nikki, as we know. But just from in terms of gathering, you know, everything we know is data orientated now. So you need the tech, you need the data, and then those two things get together and able to produce you the information, and then you have the intelligence of whoever is responsible to make decisions. So putting aside the optimization revenue management technology, is that data being tracked consistently with the hotels, and it's just actually a missing part of the puzzle that they need?
I don't know, Pontus, if you or me are going to answer that, but I would say in general, yes, but there are many, many hotels out there that that have work to do.
Yeah, and I would say with all the different PMSs and sales and catering systems out there, you could say, yes, the data is there somewhere in some format, but that's also the challenging part because it's not so overviewable. But I guess that's the job of companies like Nikki's to come in and plug in with an interface or through an API to a PMS and then be able to show these KPIs and this data in a good way. But the raw data, I would say, is somehow there. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah.
And I think maybe it comes back to a point you made, Henrik, at the beginning, which is, you know, where's the focus? Is this seen as just an additional piece, but, you know, our main revenue is the rooms, or actually, do we see the value?
Let's agree on that. For the PMS systems, the sales and catering and the meeting and events part have never been a focus. So,
yeah. Nikki?
No, that's very true. And it all starts with good data in your PMS system.
Yeah.
Shit in and shit out.
Yeah.
Shit in and shit out.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's so true.
It's as simple as that. And it asks a lot of self-discipline from people working in hotels, because inputting data, it isn't the most sexy job or the most fun to do. Yeah. And especially if you then afterwards see that nothing really happens with that data, well, then why even care?
Yeah.
So it's a bit of chicken or the egg story.
Yeah.
So are we inputting data to take decisions, or are we...
Yeah. And it can sometimes be a catch-22, isn't it? Because you know, you won't train and invest in the time to put the data in if you don't understand what the value is. But without the good data and then a way of you... of crunching that data, it's hard to see what the value is. So you do end up between this rock and a hard place.
It's a big step to get started, I would say. It's a big step. You have a lot of work to do before you can actually start with the fun things. Yeah. Then you can call Pontus and they will help you.
Exactly.
So,
but one thing that we do and we talk about in our revenue trainings when it comes to... and we can call it a part of MICE revenue management, basically group placements and group quotation strategies. So obviously, if a group quotation comes in, you need to know what is the budget for the rooms part and what is their budget for the whole M&E part, and basically take that total revenue spend down even to a profit net line if you'd like to take your final decision. And it's not so uncommon that hotels, like big MICE hotels, get requests in a good business week in September, for example, over €1 million, €1,500,000 revenue in requested revenue. At the end of the day, there's only capacity to place maybe 100,000 of that. But you can then make, let's say, the possible error and you take something that's only worth 70,000, but you could have taken in something worth 120,000, and that makes a difference at the end of the day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But for that, just like Nikki said, shit data in, shit data out, and you have to, like, no hotel, or I wouldn't say no hotel, but very few group reservations department add in a declined request, for example, or what was the budget for those requests. So you have all these companies that wanted to come to you, and it's important to track that in the system, because without that information, how are you then supposed to know what the actual demand is when that period comes along next year and you need to take the decision? And then that leads to hotels instead just selling it on a first come first serve basis, like we said, and that's as true for MICE as for rooms revenue, an error that you where you then lose money.
That makes sense. Nikki, you wanted to...
Well, exactly as you just said, Pontus, I've almost started riots in hotels saying, well, it's a good idea to start inputting your declined business. It's not a popular thing to say during a training.
No.
Because they're like, what? We're not accepting the business. Yeah. They're not coming. So operationally, I don't see any additional value of inputting this block.
Yeah.
But again, if you want to focus on your meetings and events revenue management, declined business, there's so much to learn from that.
Yeah.
No, because declining a group is a strategic,
yeah.
a strategic
exactly.
point of-
And just to think, here, like what says in catering systems comes for, let's say, declining reasons in the system are usually completely useless. So one step is, for example, to redefine the internal cancellations reasons and also the client cancellation reasons or lost reasons to have something sensible to look at the end of the day. So those things, together with sensible cancellation policies and then operational procedures such as entering the client business, that's where it starts.
Yeah, that's a good point. And again, it's just reinforcing the need to capture as much information as you possibly can from your wins and your losses, which leads us neatly onto talking a bit about, well, we've touched on data, but let's talk, pick up on the topic that we discussed earlier in terms of KPIs, external benchmarking, standard measures, picking up from what you guys said before, and maybe Henrik being the kind of the benchmarking expert in this piece. Are there standards? There are no standards. I mean, you made a comment, let's use this to define mm-hmm. a standard. So yeah. where do we sit at the moment from what you're seeing?
I mean, we have guidelines, we have manuals for meeting and events benchmarking, and those are the one we use in the Nordic countries.
Mm-hmm.
And with the capacity, the base capacity being a number of square meters rentable or sellable area, which is basically the sum of the meeting rooms space.
Okay. And I know recently, I think it was probably over a year ago now, but I know Berner and Becker, you guys wrote a blog about sort of MICE revenue management, and you were talking about sort of metrics and benchmarking in there. So what's your kind of take on what you see from your clients and where you think we should be looking? And then I'll come to Nikki and get the definitive answer.
Yeah, exactly. Now, so yeah, we wrote a suggestion, just like Kendrick said, it starts with the square meters, but I was trying to focus on, if you look at rooms KPIs, what do you have? You have internal KPIs and you have the index number. So you have internal KPIs, occupancy, ADR, RevPAR. And that to me could be basically the occupancy. You talk about event room occupancy or event space occupancy. So where the event space occupancy would be based on square meters. So that would be really how many square meters of your total capacity is occupied at a certain point in time or a certain time frame. And then to go forward, how much is the revenue per occupied square meter could be your RevPOM, revenue per occupied square meter. So that would be an ADR. And then if you take the revenue per available square meter, you have something like the RevPAR. And obviously then if you define that the revenue stream is everything that this group in-house is spending in the hotel, except for maybe room and breakfast revenue, there you would have then a standardized way of measuring it. And if all hotels would report those same KPIs, you can just start dividing those between each other, and you would get index numbers. So if you take the revenue per square meter from one hotel divided by the average of its comp set, you could have a proper index number of that as well. So that would be something I would find really cool if that would come more, also not only in the Nordics, but from
just more generally. Yeah.
The rest of Europe. But Henrik, do you guys actually have also like this proper index numbers, or is it more these internal KPIs that you have?
Yeah, we have. So everything is based on the square meters, and then the venues also report number of delegates.
Yeah.
And they report their revenue. So we calculate revenue per delegate, revenue per square meter, and also delegates per square meter. So that would be sort of like the delegate density.
Yeah.
We don't calculate any type of occupancy. And the reason for that is that if we ask 10 venues or 10 hotels how they want to calculate their occupancy, we get 10 different answers.
Yeah,
or at least five different answers.
But I guess there you could also, as a company, set a standard. Let's say you say
it's difficult.
Maybe.
And that discussion is really interesting. So let's have that. I mean, what's the best way of measuring occupancy in the meeting and events area?
Sounds like me personally, we
haven't been able to find the best way actually. So.
That might be worth exploring. I'll make a note of that.
Yeah.
Nikki, do you want to just add in on that?
Yeah, well, I think it's great that we're talking about available or occupied square meters, because that's something that can be standardized and that we can agree on. Occupancy, it's a different podcast, I guess.
I think so too. Why it's so difficult is that we have different parameters, and we have an extra parameter here, which is time. So if you say an occupied square meter, well, for how long was it occupied? I mean, you could sell that room basically 24 hours per day. So if you only sold it 4 hours, was it occupied for the whole day? For me, it wasn't.
That makes sense.
So it's tricky. And in the end of the day, if you calculate the occupancy in a hotel or in a meeting and events space, and you get like 75%, okay. But what does that tell you? Does it tell you anything? Because nobody will ever get 100% if you take the whole 24 hours into account, or even if you take the whole 8 hours into account, you will probably never have 100% occupancy. And if you never get 100% occupancy, how is that number then going to tell you anything?
How's it relevant? Yeah, exactly.
Good point.
Yeah.
Pontus, do you have anything you were?
No, I would. So, if there would, like Henrik says, it's super difficult. My personal recommendation would be you take occupied square meter as the total of the three rooms that you have occupied of the 10 available, for example. And you do one full day is 100% and a half day is 50%. But I understand there are also different parameters that makes it difficult. So obviously if the occupancy cannot be agreed upon, then let's say the ADR of a meeting room is also difficult, because you need the occupancy to calculate the revenue per occupied square meter. But therefore, I guess the revenue per available square meter is sort of the KPI that's at least the easiest one, and which anyway is the most important one, like a RevPAR. But my question to Henrik, do you go also the next step and you have like set reports and real index KPIs where you take one hotel compared to its comp set?
Yeah, so the hotels can measure their conference and meeting and events KPIs in the same way as they do for the hotel.
What would you call, for example, the revenue per square meter index KPI? Do you have a name?
We call it CRGI, so conference RGI.
Okay, CRGI. So that's what's needed.
Yeah.
Also in the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. And Nikki, what's the from a technology point of view, and we're going to come on to that in a moment, what are you guys using as your sort of KPIs that you're talking to your clients about?
Well, this is actually a discussion that being Benchmarking Alliance, of course, they know a lot about benchmarking. So we reached out to them to have, the discussion that we just had.
So basically, I decided for Nikki.
So, this is what you should use.
So Henrik and the team of Benchmarking Alliance and I were on a call. I started off with still thinking occupancy was a good idea. How wrong was I? No, but revenue per available square meter is really what we are going
to push as well
in our solution.
Okay.
Let's start with one. Let's agree with one and take it from there.
I mean, as you say, what is it? When you look back on the rooms, it started with some very simple metrics, and then everyone comes up with some new metric, and then we bring costs in, and then we talk about profitability, and then it just becomes slightly more complex. And again, it's talked about for years and years and years. So I think just finding one that everyone can work with that is simple to calculate as a starting point.
Yeah, and that's what we said as well. Try to keep this as easy as possible. You know, it is complex, as we said in the beginning, but we try to still keep it as easy as possible, because that would help us to get more hotels in, more venues in to report their numbers, and the data will be better.
Well, that's what it comes down to, isn't it? The more complex you have it, the more barriers there are, or the more excuses there are for people not to do it. So come up with something simple, easy to calculate, get people involved in it, start doing it properly, gathering the data, working out the metrics. You guys can then start to do the benchmarking and provide the reports, but then also you start to shift that mindset to the value. And then Nikki, with the technology that you guys are involved with, you're then starting to show not only the value of it, but how profitable and what you can start to do much more strategically.
So there is indeed too many parameters to take into account, too much data, and, well, too much valuable time being wasted if this is something that you want to do manually. So gut feel, well, yeah, gut feel is okay for some extent, I would say, and many hoteliers use it as their only guidance sometimes. At the moment, looking at meetings and events, well, we come in and say a data-driven approach, we'll make sure that you have the option to repeat good decisions.
Mm. Yeah, good point. You know, we know the technology is needed in the same way as rooms revenue management. We needed to shift to a piece of technology that was helping us to optimize that. So we now need a piece of technology specifically for the meetings and event space. So from a getting to more point of view, what are you working with hotels? How are you helping them to optimize through your technology?
Well, we provide all data needed for them to take good decisions. There are many things that you could do, of course. First of all, you could start yielding your daily delegate packages. If you want to do this, you need a good understanding of your costs. You also want to know about your demand, your lead time, your demand pace. So we provide everyone with the data points in good visuals. Mm-hmm. So the right decision is right in front of them to take. Something we're working on at the moment is a module that will really help hoteliers taking that decision to sell or not to sell.
Okay.
We think this will be very impactful.
Like a good quotation part? Or?
So not yet. It will be in a next part. So the first steps will be that to sell or not to sell module, and then we'll take it from there and go even further with quotation and so on.
Yeah.
What do you see, Pontus, from working with your clients? How, you know, what are they doing to try and optimize the revenue?
So you're trying to use the available systems and data that they have, first of all. So it's I would say looking at your DDR packages, taking a decision of but that's also a little bit different in markets. Like, do you sell a DDR package or do you sell the room rents by itself and the F&B packages on the side? If you can imagine, if you have then this, from going back to my example, if you have 30 people in a U-shape in a 100 square meter room, or you have 80 people, if you then sell to 30 people, you might say, okay, there's a break even at some point. So it's better for me, for such a small group, to sell a fixed price for the actual meeting room. And then that's then a bit higher and compensates for lost DDR package revenue, and then like an F&B package on top. So they try to find balances with those kind of things.
Yeah.
I would say, and I'll also offer like a correct span within your DDR packages and your room rates or F&B packages to basically, you know, meet the needs of the client and have a span from something that's a bit low on the lower end and work with so-called anchor pricing, etc., to get the higher end prices as well. But so to have a spectrum there, and then it's this what we said before, tracking of the data, etc. But then if you have a revenue management system on top, those systems also have certain group quotation plugins where you can say this and this group wants to come, and the system gives you a recommendation. So sort of what Nikki told you that they are developing as well.
Do they work well, you would say, Pontus? This the group quotation modules in?
I would say in general, not so. But it's usually, it has also a lot to do with that the input of the data, like we said, is not there. If you really would do everything perfect with inserting all the kinds of different data of the client requests and requests that were there, and the system would really properly know the full demand, it's mathematically a fairly easy calculation.
But still, it's a lot of data that, you know, it takes a lot from the system. The system needs to know the exact demand of your meeting and event space as well in order to know if you should accept a group or not.
Yeah, and, obviously, it would calculate for you based on the total revenue for a group with rooms, if it's worth it. But it doesn't know, for example, the MICE only requests demand. So this is obviously something that distorts the picture.
So again, it will always put the rooms revenue first, so to say. I mean, it could place a group in, and it could place the group in your one of your conference rooms, and it turns out that was not at all the best group to have there, because you could actually fill that rooms with 50 or 60 more people and get more revenue from the DDR package.
Yeah, that could potentially be. But I guess if you give the system all the MICE only requests as well, it would, I think, technically, it's possible to calculate it. But yeah, so it's for sure not optimal. And
I mean, sometimes that's the case. Sometimes you have to sacrifice a little bit of your conference room area in order to get some more food and beverage revenue or room hotel room revenue. You know, that's life, you know, in the end of the day. But in the end of the day, it's about total revenue. So,
Nikki, you were going to say, yeah.
Yeah, well, as we said, total revenue management. Yeah.
And I think that's the point, isn't it? It's, you know, we've always looked in this room silo and then everything becomes ancillary. Whereas actually, no, everything is revenue. You just have different revenue streams and you make those choices based on what is best for your particular property at that given time.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think a classical example that we see, that I also know from previous work experience in chains, where market share is a very followed KPI together with room revenue. And then if you take, for example, for a fair, it's a good example, you take a hit in the room ADR to put a good MICE group in. Mm-hmm. The total net profit at the end of the day is maybe best, but you will then take a hit in, for example, the market share for the rooms. And then you get hammered on if you are not able to explain this. But if you would then at the same time have a MICE KPI index number to balance it up with, and if you would have a proper way to actually just visually look at your MICE KPIs and compare that and show the total, that would help. But most hotels we speak about got par or net ADR for all revenue, but not so many systems actually put those KPIs in an easy to read way.
We can just add here as well that we at Benchmarking Alliance, we also collect total revenue for the hotels. So we also measure TRGI. And I mean, so that's all also what we tell the hotels, that in the end of the day, it's your TRGI that matters. You know, maybe some days your RGI or your conference RGI will be low, but your TRGI is what matters in the end of the day.
Oh, that's a cool clip, yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting watching what's going on. So let's just look forward slightly and say what do we think the future will look like for our RM in the meetings and events space. Everyone gets quiet. Go on, Nikki.
It will become more important every day. I've touched on it a bit earlier, but I do believe that the business will be moving online, like we've seen with rooms. We know meeting planners, for instance, are asking for it. They want to be able to directly book meeting rooms. They want to know inventory and so on. Not many hotels enable direct booking of meeting rooms as of yet, but I do see it moving that way. And when that happens, not if it happens, but when it happens, it will be even more important to have short lines and things that will help you make decisions, decision support, because it will be very difficult to keep up manually.
Yeah,
I think as the distribution channels for meeting and events will increase, or as they will there will be more of them. This will be a more important topic.
Yeah.
In general, in the industry, this is so much more talked about today than just a couple of years ago. So the trend is definitely that it's getting higher and higher up on the hotel companies' agendas.
And what an exciting time to be alive, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
In 2020, the year
2020,
of...
2020, the year of meetings and events.
Yeah, perfect.
Pontus, do you have any sort of final thoughts on where you see the future go?
I think it's going to be a mix, really, what the needed things are. So better technology, easier KPIs, better measuring of those revenue streams against the competition set, so that you get a fuller picture. And then I think the focus, and because it's like you said, the laziness will then turn into an easiness to look at this, and then the focus will increase with it. Distribution channels, I think, is also a super interesting topic. It will for sure go more online, but nevertheless, I think the industry needs to put in a serious thought of how those are supposed to be formed. Because short example, if you have 5 meeting rooms and some client can book that online, imagine a hotel having 5 rooms and one client could then first come first serve basis book it for 100 euro, but you could sell it for 200 euro. Yeah. Same thing here, you could sell it then for a meeting room with 30,000 revenue or 50,000 revenue. That decision still needs to be with the hotel. But let's say like to see availability to put in a request and to form your own basically meeting request in a program with like add-ons and features and so on, for them to the hotel to take a decision that I think is going to make the customer and the booking journey a lot more easier and a lot more online based. But yeah, it's important that hotels do it correctly so that they don't also just sell everything on a first come first serve basis.
And I think from my point, I mean, you guys are the specialists, you're in this every day, but listening to the conversation today, reading what's going on, I think actually the future is now. And yeah, I think my advice to anybody would be, you have got to start doing this now, because too often you see these conversations happen in conferences, seminars, it's going to be too late. And the problem is, it's moving too fast, it's too competitive, and we've got to stop looking at this as just another ancillary revenue piece. It's a key component part. If your hotel has meeting and event space, you should be getting into this right here, right now, because by the time you think you're ready, there's going to be too much for you to have to do, and you're going to be behind the curve. But hey, what do I know?
I couldn't have said it better, Trevor.
Exactly.
Okay, guys, I think that's it for today. We've run over a little bit longer than we expected, but hopefully, I think that's normally because there's a lot of great, interesting stuff that prompts discussions. Really appreciate your time. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the podcast with us today. Thanks so much to all of you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So that's the end of today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you had any questions or future topic suggestions, please feel free to reach out via content@revenue-hub.com. Thank you all for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, like, and tell your colleagues and friends. Catch you next time.